Okay, we are up to Tehillim Perek Mem, the 40th Perek here in Tehillim. And we start with Lamnatzeach LeDavid Mizmar. So when is this Perek? This Perek is different than the previous two. The previous two was describing somebody who is sick, somebody who is ill, Bitsaris, and he's davening, and Hashem, please help me. And I know you could get me out of it, then you're the only one who could get me out of it. But it was a description of someone who was ill, who needed a refuah. Says the Radak, this Perek is connected, but it's after the refuah has come. This Perek is about David HaMelech saying, Hashem, you saved me, you took me out of the bar, you took me out of the illness, thank you so much, I have to sing a Shir Chadash, I had bitachon, praise is the one who has bitachon in you, there's nobody like you, and the best thing that somebody could do to say thank you is to do mitzvahs and to follow your ratzon, not even karbanos, thank you so much. In the middle, in Pasuk Yud Beis, all of a sudden we have, seems to be another the ra'os and difficulty, and I need a Yeshua. And then again, we talk about the Yeshua towards the end of the parak. So there are those that say that the Das Mikra quotes some that this is after one Yeshua and before another Yeshua, but the Pshat seems to be mostly it was post the Yeshua. If you look in Rashi, we'll see Rashi. Rashi says that this is talking about at least the beginning of the parak, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the description of the difficulties that we were saved from. The Malbim says it's talking about any Yeshua, as we know, Tehillim written in very general terms. We don't know exactly which Yeshua it's referring to. Mizmor Zeh says the Malbim, Yistu al Eze Neis, Shenasa lo Be'es Barcho Mipnei Oivav. He thinks it's a Yeshua of enemies. Vehevi Zivche Todol Hodos Lashem Chazdo Alanei Shenasa lo Vaz Pirsein Tilas Hashem Ve'izuzo V'niflo Osav V'chesed Hashem Labotchim Bo. There's a chiyuv of pirsum of the nace, says the Malbim, as we will see soon. If you look in Rav Hirsch has a different shot of these. He thinks that based on the psukim later on, you see the person is still in the tzara. Is still in the tzara. He hasn't gotten rid of it, right? That the pasuk Yud Beis, Atashem lo sich l'rechamecha bimeni, ki afafu alai ra'os adein mispar. I'm surrounded by evil. He siguni avonosai, my sins have reached me. V'lo yacholti l'ros. Please save me. So Rav Hirsch says, it's talking about somebody who is still Bitsaris, but he's remembering the Yeshuos of the past. And he's remembering how Hashem took us out in the past. And Hashem took us out in the past. I have such bitachon and perfect emuna that Hashem's going to save me from this one too. Says the Rav Hirsch. We will see that actually this song was written when David was oppressed by dangers and very much in need of deliverance. In the midst of these woes, David recalls the many previous instances in which God had delivered him from similar situations. He is strengthened and inspired thereby. That's why he notes that Beit Zangbar and Psachim that we've seen numerous times, Kuf Yud Zayin, that this parak starts off LeDavid Mizmar. Lamaseach LeDavid Mizmar, not Mizmar LeDavid. Mizmar LeDavid, remember the Gemara says, he sung and in that way he was inspired. Mizmar, and then LeDavid, he got the Ruach HaKodesh. But here LeDavid, he was inspired beforehand and therefore he sung a Mizmar. LeDavid Mizmar, that is where the parak starts off. Okay, so now let's get into the parak. L'matzeach, to the minatzeach, to the conductor, to the musical instrument, L'david Mizmar. Kavo kivisi Hashem, vayet Eloi. I hope to Hashem, the Pashup Shat, we'll go with the Radak's idea that this is post the Yeshua. The Yeshua came, he was ill, he's gotten better, and Hashem has saved him. Kavo kivisi, I really tried hard, and I hope towards Hashem, vayet Eloi, and he turned to me. Vayishma shavasi, and he heard my tefillah. Beautiful Malbim. What does it mean, he turned to me? There are two ways that Hashem could save us. Either what we would call b'derech ha-teva or b'derech neis. Reza lomar, ki lefamim yitzayer, shashem shomea es ha-tefillah mimarom. Hashem hears our tefillah from up above. V'hu be'eshe yoshia b'derech ha-teva idei amsoi. He's up there, and he saves us through intermediaries, which is nature that he set up. And sometimes, no, Hashem will come all the way down to this world. And he hears our tefillah. That's described here. Hashem turned to me. And that's how do you know it's Hashem? Hashgachi. This teshua, whatever it's referring to, says the Malbim, it was by Hashem, and that's why it says, Vayet Eli. Vayet Eli means he came down to me. He was involved, but derech meis. Vayishma shavasi, and he heard my tefillah. Vayaaleni mi bor shaon. He brought me out of the pit, mi titayavan, from cement. The Malbim says titayavan is quicksand. Imagine somebody's at quicksand. He feels like he's lost. There's no way to save him. Hashem saved him. Vayakam al sela raglai. Not only did he save me, he put me on a big tall rock. Konein ashurai, so I am stable, and my enemies, nothing could hurt me. Vayitain b'fi shir chadash, and he puts into my mouth, I did it, but he puts into my mouth a new song, Tehillah Leilokeinu, a praise to Hashem. What do you mean a new song? Says the Radak, if you have a new experience that you just went through, like an ace, then you have to sing a new song. V'tam chadash, says the Radak, Lahodia, ki chayev adam l'chadeh shir v'tehillah, al kol neis v'neis sh'oseimo. A person has a chiyuv to sing, be mechadesh, a new song on every nes that Hashem does for him. V'tam elokeinu lashon rabim. And then the pasuk continues, yiru rabim v'yirau, many will see and be awed. V'yiftechu b'Hashem, and have bitachon in Hashem. Says the Malbim, I'm sorry, says the Radak. Rabim achirim, asher lo hayu yirei hakel yisbarach ad hayom. Those who were not inspired, they were not following and being awed by Hashem until today, kishero masha asi mi. When they see what Hashem did to me, shavulios yireim mimenu v'ubotchim bo, and they trust in Him. So this nes and the publicity of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did will bring people to emuna. The Malbim says every new nes requires a new song, and therefore, if it's just teva, it wouldn't. That relates, we've discussed in the past, Purim time. Rav Futner has a fascinating comment in the Pachad Yislav, where the Gemara says that we don't say Hallel on Purim for one of three reasons. One of them is that the Megillah is the Hallel. And the question is asked, what do you mean the Megillah is the Hallel? Why don't you just say the regular Hallel? Say the regular Hallel. The Megillah is the Hallel. You don't say the Hallel because Neiros Chanukah or the Hallel. Why don't you say the regular Hallel? So some say, the way that the Sholem Aisha formulates it is, Hallel is only appropriate for a Nes Nigla. If it's for a Nes Nistar, then it's not appropriate. It doesn't show Gvuras Hashem as much. Okay, and that's why by every other holiday we had was Shalom Kedera Chateva, and therefore you say Hallel. But on Purim, it was an Eis Nistar. Rav Futner has a different formulation. Not that Hallel is inappropriate unless it's a Neis Nigla. But the Hallel has to be commensurate and fit the Neis. If it's a Neis Nistar, if it's an Eis Nigla, then it's a Nigla Hallel. If it's an Eis Nistar, then it's a Nistar Hallel. This is the telling the story of Purim, reading the Megillah. That's the greatest Hallel in the world, the Derech Nistar. We say it and you have to look closely. You have to look closely to realize Hashem is there, just like you have to look closely in the actual case that Hashem was there. But that's the relationship and the explanation to this Malbim. Okay, so V'yiftechu b'Hashem. Ashrei HaGever. Then we have a pasuk that the Medrash picks up on in Vayeshev and Mikates. Ashrei HaGever Shem Hashem Yiftecho, praises the person that has placed Hashem as his trust. Velopana el rahavim v'sateh chazav. And he has not turned to those who are haughty and those who push falsehood. So there is a famous Medrash. I'll go out on a limb here and say it's famous, but it's famous if you look at all the Mefarshim at the end of Vayeshev and the beginning of Mikates. The Nesiv HaShalom quotes it in Parshas Mikates. The Medrash says there in the beginning of Mikates. Ashri Agera, darshing in this pasuk. Ashi Agev Shasam Hashem Miftacho, praises the one who has Hashem as his trust. Who is that? That's Yosef. Volopan al Rahavim, who is that? That's Yosef. Yosef has Bitachon, and Yosef is the one that turns to those who are haughty. What is that referring to? That he asks the Saramashkim to remember him. And Chazal say that Yosef was punished for those two words. He got two more years in jail because he did not act properly for someone with bitachon. And all the mefarshim, first of all, say it's an inner contradiction. The Medrash says, praises Yosef because he has bitachon, and he's the one that doesn't have bitachon. So all the mefarshim answer the Beis Halevi, and the Nesiv HaShalom say, for any average person, that's basic eshtablos. And asking, can you remember me? That would be fine. But for Yosef's level, the level that he was on, that was inappropriate. And that's exactly what the Medrash says. Because, the first half of the Medrash, because he was such a bal bitachon, Baruch Hashem Asher, some Hashem Miftacho, that Yosef, so therefore he shouldn't have asked. That's what the Nesiv HaShalom quotes from the Divrei Shmuel. Shamna Eitzel Kol Adam Kshekadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Lo Derech Ish Tadlus Eich Lihi Natzel Hari Mechuyav La'asozos. Aval Gabi Yosef Zenech Shav L'Pagam Masha Amar Zichartani V'Hizkartani Ki Lerum Madrega So Lo Hayat Sarach Lomar Zos. For his Madrega, Here's my Jacob. That's not for us to copy. And that's what he says. And the Siva Shalom says, Inyan bitachon hu ha'etza, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yehudi, v'b'chidas neshek yisodi. It's our secret weapon. B'chol minei matzavim sheim nimsa. It's a secret weapon. When Hashem opens up the gates and he guards and he tries to help us out. Even though it's interesting, when Yaakov Avinu tells the brothers to go down to Mitzrayim and say, fine, you're going to take Binyamin, but take some presents to give to the ruler. And he says, ma'at siri u'ma'at dvash. And that's the Nesiv HaShalom. Nobody else asked this. Why does it say ma'at? You're going to give a present to the ruler? Take a lot. Take a lot of tzuri and a lot of dash. No, a little bit, because Yaakov is teaching them of the balance. You have to do your ishtavlus, but don't go overboard. Ma'at tzuri, ma'at davash. Yaakov is telling his children. Okay, but there's a lot more there. The Beis Halevi also, there in the beginning of Parshas Miketz talks about this idea that for Yosef, it was an issue. Umisha bitchono adayin katan mishal chaveiro yuchal lasak b'malachto yoser mechaveiro. Ashegam hu yia yachol ashkit rucho v'libo l'toch b'Hashem. Dike b'chidas v'itachon u ashkatas rucho v'libo l'hashlich al Hashem yahavo. So for Yosef, this was beyond the point. That was beyond the point, and that was it, but not for others. But again, there's a lot of discussion there in those parshios and the mefarshim about this. We continue. Another point just about bitachon is a big discussion halachically, of course, about life insurance. And all the poskim, Pe Echad, Rav Ovadia and Rav Moshe, at the forefront, say Rav Moshe and Rav Ovadia, that life insurance is not a violation of Bitachon, and this is one of the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped. Rav Moshe writes about this already in 1964, where Rav Moshe was asked, Be'inyan insurance, from Yesh Bazech, Yisaron Chas V'Shalom, Be'Bitachon Me'Hashem Yisbarach Olo, Bedvarim yesh maila ogam ezach shash iser likach insurance policy mitzad shu chas v'shalom kechaser lo bitachon mehashem yisbarach. You see, Yosef was punished. Shebiyachoto lo ashro. Hashem could be mashir, you know, one's descendants even without a person taking a policy. Ani es daiti ein bazeh shum chisaron bebitachon mehashem yisbarach. Tu kecholin yani mischar. So it's like regular business. You invest. What, you don't invest? You invest in order to try to make a return. A person has to make a living. Hashem's going to help me win. Who says that one is on that level? Levada iser lismocha la nes. Hashem yisbarach, like it says in Brachas Daf Samach. And he quotes the Gemara by Leah. So he says, for sure, this is not a problem, and it is not only not a problem, but it is appropriate. It is appropriate that one should do this. And then he said, V'kiva, skipping down, V'kiva, shukain, af l'gdolim v'tzadikim, sh'roi le'asos lam gam kol shekein le'elu she'bedorenu, sh'anan yasmi de'yasmi, sh'osul anu lismoch al anes. We can't rely on a miracle. V'ein shum chet al masha mishtadlin levakish umnis yoser nocha v'kala. There's no problem. Vimke gamha insurance who kacholin yani mischar vechadome shows na parasas atzmos is part of making a living. Part of making a living. Udaver tov veroi gam lanashim ksherim yirei Hashem yisbarach. Ubotchim rak al Hashem yisbarach. Still, you have to do this. And he says, vegami shikone insurance hunami eitzos Hashem yisbarach. Lemikne insurance. Hashem's the one that came up and gave the wisdom to the people to create these policies. Ubotech al Hashem yisbarach shiuchal ushalim yigi azman. Because Shana Vizel Pitachon Shanu Muchuyavim, the Chenu be insurance shall Srefa, the Geneva, the insurance shall cars. Also, car insurance and theft insurance and fire insurance, all of these, there is no Chisaron at all. Rav Avadi also in the last Tshuva in Chela Gimel in Yechavadas also talks about this as well. So it's not a violation of this case as we have here. We continue. Rabos Asisa Ta Hashem Elokai. Hashem, you've done so much for me. Nifla Osecha Umachshav Osecha Eleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts are with us. The Radak says, your wonders, that's when Hashem acts. Machshav Osecha are before he acts. His thought, his plan. Even though Hashem does not have a plan, his thought is his action. There's no time, but no, it says it so we can understand it. Ein Aroch Elecha, there is no way to be ma'arich and to value. Agida v'adabera atzmu misaper. I try to talk. It's beyond me. Atzmu misaper. It's beyond, it's greater than what I can say, as we've discussed many times in Shi'urim, right? It's never ending. It's impossible to finish praising Hashem, asking Hashem. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says. There are many examples that we have. Let's say, saying Adon Olam or Yigdal at the end of davening. What is that about? Because it's as if we're starting again. Where Rav Soloveitchik said Aleinu. We say Aleinu at the end, right before we leave shul. Isn't that unusual? Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. It's upon us to praise Hashem. And then we leave. Aleinu should be the first bracha, the first tefillah in davening. The last tefillah, it's an acknowledgement that we really should daven and keep davening. But we should leave, we're finished, we asked enough, we thanked enough, we praised enough. Really, it's never ending. Atzmu misaper. Those two words capture it all. But you know what? We're human. So therefore we leave, but we acknowledge that before we leave. Rav Soloveitchik called that in Lumdis, it's a heter yitzia mibeis haknesses. That's what Aleinu is. Okay. Zevachu mincha lo chafasta. You did not desire karbanos. Maybe this is referring to the Gemara we said in the last year. Remember, Shabbos Daf Lamed. David Melech says, let me die a day early. Hashem says, no. I love your learning more than the Zvachim and the Menachas of your son. But Zevachu mincha lo chafasta. He didn't want karbanos. Aznayim karisali. You opened my ears. Ola v'chata lo sha'alta. You didn't ask for karbanos. What is this pasuk referring to? So one might say it means Hashem's not interested in karbanos bimkom listening to him. Like Shmuel Anavi says to Shaul, right? When Shaul says, Hakimosi yisvar Hashem. And what does Shmuel say? Hashem wants you to listen to him more than all the karbanos in the world. So it could mean that. The Rashi here says, karbanos are just a small chelek of our avoda. But the ikar is to do the whole package of mitzvahs. The Radak here is very strong, where he says, had we never sinned, there wouldn't be the world of karbanos. There would just be other mitzvahs. Tchilas mitzvahs akel Yisrael lohaya el shiishmu bekolo. Kshechelu lachto tziva osam ala karbanos. Ve'ilu lochati Yisrael ba'midbar, lo tziva osam hakel Yisrael ala karbanos. Look in the Aseret HaDibros, says the Radak. The Aseret HaDibros is the symbol of all Kala Tarakula, all the mitzvahs, and there's no karbanos in there. V'chem Aseret HaDibros, he says, V'hu tov l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach yoti me'achoti, v'chul me'kititis. This lachor is against the Ramban. Right, the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra, where the Ramban discusses and argues on the Rambam and Ror Nevuchim, who mentioned that many aspects of karbanos are anti-Avodah Zarah to wean us from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban gets very upset at that. The Ramban says, no. Why did Adam give a karban? Noach gets off the teva, Noach gives karbanos. Why did the Avos give karbanos? Very hard to say. It's just because of chet. It sounds like they came to they built a matzeva and they brought a karban. It doesn't sound like it's just because of the chet. And that was even pre. The Avos weren't even mitzuveh. But this is the Radak. This is the Radak. But again, the Ramban has many rayas against that idea. It's not just anti-Avodah Zarah, and it's not just anti-chet. But that's a big topic. We'll leave that for now. Az amarti hine basi. So I said, it says David HaMelech, once I want to give this hodah, basi be Megillah Sefer Kasavala. I came with a Megillah Sefer. What does that mean? Rashi says, this is referring to Sefer Torah and Matan Torah. We accept not just to give karbanos, but to do all the mitzvahs. The Chida writes that bizman hazeh, where there are no karbanos, if you write a Sefer, it's like a karban. It's like a karban. And that's the based on this pasuk. You see, next the juxtaposition of the karbanos, basi b'megillah sefer kasav alai la'asos ritzoncha elokai chafatzti, to do your ratzon. I want. We've Rosh Weiss writes often in his farm about ratzon Hashem, not just to do the mitzvahs, but to do the fifth shulchan aruch. Ratzon Hashem. So many examples of ratzon Hasham. You might connect this to the Mesul Shisharim in the 18th parak in Parak Yud Ches, where he says, somebody who really loves the other person, the other being, doesn't just do what he has to do, what he could get a by with, can get away with. But he does even more because he knows this is the Ratzon. Misha oyev esabor yisbarach shemo ahava amitis. Lo yishtadel v'yichavein liftar atzmo b'mashe kvar mefursa minachova asher akol Yisrael bechlau. Ela yikre lo kamosh yikre el ben ohev aviv. A son who loves the father. Sheilu yigala aviv es daito gilui ma'at. If the father gives a little bit of gilui what he's interested in, shu chafetz b'davar ben advarim kvar yar behaben b'davar hu u'b'maisa hu kol ma sheyuchal. The son will go above and beyond. This is what the father wants. I'm going to do even more. So maybe that's alluded to. Here the Rinas Yitzchak also connects this. La'asos ritzoncha elokai chafasi. That's what I want. This Torah scha b'toch l'yai, and your Torah is in my innards. In my innards, there's a lot of drishya. Look in the Mukamoti Shel Rav on this pasuk. We don't have time. Bisarti tzedek pikal Rav. So I go out and I announce your righteousness, Hashem. Hinei sfasai lo echla. My lips, I won't stop. I will never stop talking about your greatness. Hashem Atoya Data. And you know I'm only doing it for you. I'm not doing it to bring cover to me. Sidkas Chalo Kisisi B'toch Libi. I didn't hide it. Remember the Netziv we've spoken about a number of times in Parshas Saf. A carbon toda is about publicizing what Hashem did. Emunascho Teshuascha Amarti Lo Kichat Chichascho Amitcha L'Kal Rav. I didn't hide it from anybody. Ata Hashem, what we say in Davening, Lo Sichla Rachamecha Mimeni. Your Rachmim has never been finished. Chastacha V'amitcha Tamid Yisruni. And has always surrounded me, your chesed and your emes. And now we have the pasuk that Refersh was talking about before. It sounds like he's back into the tzara. It might be just he's imagining where he was. Ki afafu alai ra'os adei misbar. I was surrounded by ra. You can't even count. Ki siguni avonosai lo yacholti leros. The Radakir explains, we have no idea how many times that Hashem is protecting us, even though we never realize it. Atzmo misaros roshiv libi azavani. My heart is gone. Ritzei Hashem latzi leini, save me. Hashem lezrasi chusha. So again, you might say this is what he's going through what he went through. Yevoshu v'achbor yachta mavakshi rasi. Please, those that are mavakish, my downfall, let them be embarrassed. V'chulu, we continue. Skip to psukim. Yasisu v'yismachu b'vcha kam mavakshecha. Let all those who seek you out, Hashem, be happy. Yom rutamid yigdal Hashem. Let them always say, Hashem is great. The Sefer HaYikarim writes in Beis Yud Zion, the mivakish of Hashem will never get there. Will never achieve the goal of reaching the final, what you could reach in bikush of Hashem. And that's why many psukim having to do with our job is about tamid. Dir shu Hashem uzo bakshu fanav tamid. Yasisu v'yisbechu b'cha kama v'akshecha. V'yomru tamid yigdal Hashem. It quotes on many psukim about tamid. Why? Because it's a never-ending process. But it's what we want to do. And the more we do it, the closer we get, but you'll never get there. Va'ani ani ve'avyon, and David Melech ends the parak, I am poor. Hashem, yachshav li ezra, please, you know, be machshiv me for the yeshuos and refuos. Again, according to Rav Hirsch, he's davening for it. According to Moshe, he already had it. Ezrasi mafalti ata Hashem, Elokai al ta'achar, please don't delay in your bringing the refuah. There's one more perek that we have in front of us in the Sefer Rishon, the first Sefer of Tehillim.